So today's show is on commitment, and there's Boku coming in about commitment. And, of course, the biggest commitment is to ourselves and to ourselves as the God we are. But, man, there, again, putting it all together was quite amazing for me. So this is what the channel had to say about commitment, because most of us are thinking that we are and we're not committing. And you know that old adage that once you really commit, the whole world opens up to support you. So hoping, deciding, thinking about it, mulling it over is not commitment. That says to the universe, stand around and hang out, because I'm not sure yet. So here's what I have to give you about commitment. Oh, and something else is going to come. Oh, my God, I just had a huge deja vu, you guys, of this moment of hearing something else is coming in. Okay, well, this is what I have, and I'll know where to go. The first thing came in under genetic serenity. So that is genetically what's been passed down to us around the subject of serenity. The only way in 2012 to create a serene life is go all the way. Now, of course, that sounds very sexual. I wonder why it came in that way for me. Go all the way. Commit all the way. You know, if you hear the voice and the voice says, I think that would be a great thing, commit. If the voice says, man, you know, you really need a better website, commit. Right? Commit to doing the divine impulses that you are being given. That is what will create the serenity of the manifestation that you want. The second thing that came in, also interestingly enough, under genetic serenity, was the core belief, I have to be a joyless God. Now, we know that we ain't going to create one darn thing that we're wanting to create if we are not committed to the joy that we are. The joy of being joy, creating joy, manifesting joy for the world. That every single solitary thought that we pick, creation that we decide on and commit to, must be focused with joy. Okay? So I am a joyful God. And my next question to the channel was, okay, I know I'm going to get asked, how do I create me being a joyful God? And the answer was, by knowing and claiming that I am the balance of masculine, feminine, and child within joy. Let me say that again. I am the balance of masculine, feminine, and child within joy. Now, when we put those three things together, oh, this is the new thing coming in before I get to this last thing. Okay, so I am divine love. I'm open to all possibilities. Sheets, book, wow, song. And the first song I heard was my favorite song, Moon River. Moon River, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style someday. Okay, so we are creating in this moment of now. That's the highest understanding. Hold on, I got to write this down. So I've got to. I love it. I love stuff that happens in the moment like this. Okay. In this moment of now, I claim my highest creation, that I know and accept that I am God. And so it is. Now, how many of you focused and did all that with me? I am committing to go all the way. I am committing that I am a joyful God because I am the balance of masculine, feminine, and child within joy itself. And in this moment of now, I know and accept that I am God, and so it is. And that's the highest commitment that we can make, okay, in 2012. Guys, I want to read this quote to you by James Hollis. At this late date, it is your defenses, not your wound, that cause the problem and arrest your journey. Okay, God doesn't look at continually how to fix things and what's wrong. God just creates. That's what we are being called to do in 2012. What are you creating? What are you creating you to be? And what are you creating in your life to go for, to commit to manifest?